Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Lawmakers on the House Select Committee investigating the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol building will hear additional testimony today. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports the panel is expected to focus on how then-President Donald Trump pressured election officials in Georgia and other battleground states to overturn the 2020 election.
California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff will lead questioning of two panels of officials from two states. He previewed on CNN what to expect.
We'll show evidence of the president's involvement in this scheme. We'll also again show evidence about what his own lawyers came to think about this scheme.
Select committee aides say the hearing will give information about then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' role in pushing false election claims in Georgia. The committee will also detail the effort to create slates of fake electors from several states to interfere with the count of the electoral votes in Congress on January 6th. Witnesses will tell the committee about the threats they received after being targeted by then-President Trump. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says talks are continuing on how the U.S. and Canada might cap the price of Russian oil exports amid the war in Ukraine.
The United States and Canada can continue to stand united on measures to end Russia's brutal war against Ukraine and mitigate its impacts around the world and at home, including higher energy costs.
Yellen says the U.S. and its allies are discussing plans to further restrict energy revenues to Russia while preventing spillover effects to the global economy. Stocks began this holiday shortened trading week on an up note after last week's big sell-off. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose nearly 500 points in early trading.
Shares in Kellogg Company are going snap, crackle, and pop this morning after the maker of Rice Krispies announced plans to separate into three companies. Kellogg now gets most of its sales from its faster-growing snack foods business, which includes Pop-Tarts and Pringles potato chips. That business would separate from the slower-growing U.S. cereal business and a company focused on plant-based meat. Headquarters for the snack foods business will move to Chicago, but all three companies will retain a presence in Kellogg's historic home of Battle Creek, Michigan. Gasoline prices have eased a bit after hitting historic highs last week. AAA reports the average price of regular gas nationwide is now under $5 a gallon. It's dropped about a nickel in the last week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks continue to trade higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was up 490 points, the S&P up 87, the Nasdaq Composite up 282. This is NPR News in Washington. Yellowstone National Park is set to partially reopen to the public tomorrow. The popular tourist destination was closed last week after massive flooding inundated major roads in the area. Starting Wednesday, visitors will be allowed to enter the park through the south entrance. Officials say the rest of the park should reopen within the next 2 weeks. Researchers say the biggest freshwater fish ever recorded has been caught in the Mekong River in Cambodia. Michael Sullivan reports from neighboring Thailand.
As fish stories go, this one is really big. A giant stingray that weighed just over 660 pounds was caught last week near Stong Treng in the north of the country. The 13-foot-long female, the villagers named it Boramai, or Full Moon, was released back into the river after it was tagged by scientists who hope to learn more about where and how it survives in the murky Mekong. University of Nevada biologist Zeb Hogan, who leads the Wonders of the Mekong project, says finding the fish and documenting it is both remarkable and a rare positive sign of hope for the river, one facing huge challenges from upstream dams and climate change. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Chiang Rai.
South Korea says it successfully launched its first homegrown space rocket. Officials say the rocket will carry out observation missions for up to 2 years. It was launched from the Naro Space Center along the country's southern coast earlier today. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.